Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Damien Hafnan with your 7 News briefing for Wednesday, November 17. Police have seized a car once owned by the now-deceased foster grandmother of William Tyrrell as a targeted search enters its third day. Investigators spent the night conducting luminol tests at multiple sites across Kendal on the New South Wales mid-north coast, where the missing toddler disappeared 7 years ago. They earlier had dug up the garden of William's foster grandmother's home, and cadaver dogs were seen being taken around the perimeter of the garden. In the 7 years since William's disappearance, the garden bed has never been searched. A major flood warning remains in place for the New South Wales central western town of Forbes as the Lachlan River continues to rise. Authorities say levels are likely to peak around 10.55 metres today, revised down from the previously predicted height of 10.65 metres. That's similar to the level of the 2016 floods. Despite the threat of inundation, many residents have refused to evacuate. And Australia Post says it's finally cleared its backlog of parcels just in time for Christmas. The carrier says while delays are not expected to be as long in the coming weeks, we should plan ahead to ensure gifts are delivered before December 25. The cut-off date for a standard parcel to post anywhere in Australia, excluding Western Australia and the Northern Territory, is December 30. For WA and the NT, it's December 8. Cards and letters should arrive on time if they're sent before December 20 in the same state or December 16 for interstate. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.